Shall continue our learning of the book of Zechariah.
我们请看第一章。
Let us see chapter one.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter one.
昨天我们已经看到了一章的六节。
Yesterday we read chapter one verse six.
我们要从第七节开始来看。
So we will continue from verse seven onwards.
第七节开始呢，到第六章的八节是。
From chapter 1, verse 7 to chapter 6, verse 8.
八个意象。
There are eight visions.
所谓意象就是出于神，有神特别的旨意要来成就的这个目的。
When we say vision, this refers to those sightings that come from God and are meant to accomplish God's will.
这也是预言的一种方式。
It is a manner of prophecy.
预言的方式大概有三种。
There are three main manners of forms of prophecy.
第一种就是纯粹用言语神用出声音用言语来告诉他的仆人。
The first is pure oral, God with his own voice tell his message to his servant.
那另外一种是给他做异梦。
The second type is to have a dream.
第三种是给他看异象。
The third type is to see a vision.
这一些都不是出于人，都是出于神。
And none of these come from man, but rather from God.
有神他特别的目的。
God has a special purpose.
那个是在那，所以这个异象跟异梦，其实它是在现象界之外的，现象界之上的。
Therefore, these visions and the dreams pertain to an extrasensory realm.
但是它跟现实是结合的。
Yet they are connected and linked to reality.
通常异梦跟异象出于神，有它的特别的目的。
Normally, when there are dreams and visions, there is a special mission God tries to accomplish.
它可能要引导人，可能要警戒人。
Maybe it is to guide. Maybe it is to warn.
要鼓励人，或是安慰人。
Perhaps encourage, perhaps comfort.
有它的目的。
There is a concrete goal.
所以异象异梦既然是出于神。
Given that the visions and the dreams proceed from God,
它有一个未来的一个指向就是指向未来要引导。
Then they provide a pointer towards the future in order to provide guidance.
我们来看参考一个经节。
Let us take a verse as our reference.
我们看约伯记三十三章。
Job chapter 33.
约伯记三十三章。
Job chapter 33.
约伯记三十三章，我们从十五节看到十八节。
Job chapter 33 verses 15 to 18.
约伯记三十三章十五节。
Job chapter 33 verse 15.
这里提到人在床上沉睡的时候，神会用梦或是夜间的异象来给他们一些提示。
As mentioned, during slumber, during sleep time, God reveals His will to men through dreams.
十五节说要开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们心上。
Verse 16 says, then He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction.
那么十七节、十八节是提到他的目的。
And in verses 17 to 18, we see the purpose.
可能他所谋算的是不合神的旨意的。
And maybe what they plan is not according to God's will.
他所行的不是出于真理的引导。
What they set themselves to do is not according to the guidance of the truth.
他有错的想法，他要走岔路了。
And they have wrong type of thinking, going down the wrong path.
那个最后就会陷在坑里，要死在刀下。
In the end, they end up in a pit under the sword.
但是神拦阻他们。
Yet God refrains them from doing so.
所以这是出于神的旨意。
Therefore, this comes from the will of God.
神的作物。
It is the sign and the work of God.
那既然是出于神，一定是合乎圣经的真理。
Given that it comes from God, it has to be in accordance to the word in the Bible.
所以我们在解读异象、异梦的时候呢，也是在真理底下来做解释。
Therefore, when we try to decipher or decode those visions and dreams, it has to be under the framework of the truth.
那会跟那个人他的现实生活是做结合。
And this is connected to the person in question.
跟他的生活状况或是属灵状况要吻合。
It is connected, related in accordance to their spiritual status and the status of their lives.
这个目的是为了引导他。
And the purpose of these things is for guidance.
警惕他。
For warning.
或是拦阻他。
It is or also to refrain.
这是好的。
And all of this is for good.
我们一般我们的信徒呢，有时候主耶稣也会特别用异象异梦 来教导我们。
Members, and nowadays, the Lord Jesus Christ also instructs some of us through visions and dreams.
一般来说呢，这是偶一为之啊，就是说他并不是天天在做异梦啊，不是天天在看异象。
Ordinarily speaking, this is very rare. It can be something that occurs every single day.
啊，是为了特别的目的。
But rather, it is to achieve a very concrete purpose.
那现在拉回来啊。撒迦利亚先知他看到异象。
Coming back to the main topic, we know that Zechariah saw a vision.
当然这也是出于神。
And this also proceeds from God, of course.
他把这个日期啊定的啊，他把它写得很清楚。
And the time stamp is set here very clearly.
我们会来看一章第七节。
Let us return to Zechariah chapter 1 verse 7.
大利乌第二年十一月，就是细巴特月，二十四日，耶和华的话临到义多的孙子。比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚说
On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet.
在第一章第一节提到大利乌王第二年八月撒迦利亚蒙神拣选他开始工作。
In chapter 1 verse 1, we see that God elected Zechariah to work for him on the 8th month of the second year of King Darius.
那现在是十一月的二十四日。
And now it is the 24th of the 8th month of the 11th month.
也就是说，他应该过了三个月了。
That is to say, 3 months have transpired since then.
那底下八个异象都在这一天晚上啊，他看到的。
And the 8 revelations and visions that follow were seen on one same night.
他整个晚上看了八个异象。
So in one single night, he beheld 8 visions.
这个对先知来讲，他印象一定非常深刻。
And we are sure that to the prophet, this is something not easily forgotten.
因为这个是印在他心上的。
Because this has been branded into his heart.
那么他从晚上开始看呢，到第八个异象应该是这个天快要亮了。
So when he started seeing the visions from the first one all the way to the eighth one, then dawn was almost imminent.
那如果我们再看一下哈，我们昨天有提到哈该先知鼓励这些百姓啊，他们就重新着手来建造圣殿。
As I mentioned before, by the word of Prophet Haggai, Lord wanted the people to set their hands to resume the work of rebuilding the temple.
那是同一年的六月二十四日。
And this happened the first year on the 24th of the sixth month.
所以他们建造圣殿呢，已经过了五个月了。
Therefore, now 5 months had elapsed since they resumed that work of rebuilding.
那么神给他看异象。
And God allowed Zechariah to see these visions.
要教导他有关于建造圣殿的种种。
You know, to instruct him the manner in which to rebuild the temple.
这八个异象呢，跟当时候的历史背景要做结合。
The 8 visions that we are about to see are connected or must be connected to their historical background.
这个异象也是一个预言的部分，一种形式。
Because visions are a manner of prophecy.
所以一样的，我们会谈到有它的历史性。
So similarly, we will see their historical significance.
有它应验的多重性。
And also the multi-occurrence of the fulfillment of the vision.
以及应验的多层性。
As well as the many levels in which the vision or prophecy is realized.
再来就是谈到终极末末日的这个终极的应验。
Also, we will see how it applies in the context of the end times.
因此我们可以知道异象既然是预言的一种呢，它也有它的历史性。
So this we know, given the prophecy, is the vision is a manner of prophecy. It also has its historical significance.
而且呢，哈该先知跟撒迦利亚先知他们主要的工作的目的呢，就是要鼓励百姓要勇敢的来重建圣殿。
The main purpose of the work of Zechariah and of Haggai.Was to encourage the people to courageously take up the work of rebuilding the temple.
所以这八个异象都是跟建造圣殿呢有关联。
And therefore, all 8 visions are connected to the idea of rebuilding the temple.
而且这八个异象之间彼此也都有关联。
And moreover, these 8 visions are interconnected or interrelated.
所以当我们抓住这些原则，我们在解读这些异象的时候呢，就会更加清楚，更加确定。
To these principles and these basic ideas, we'll have a better understanding when we read the visions.
那我们来看。
Let us take a look now.
这个内容是什么？
Let us see what is the content of the visions.
第八节以后。
Chapter 8 and onwards.
他说他夜间观看。
He says, I saw by night.
看到一个人骑着红马。
Behold, a man riding a red horse.
这是一个指挥官。
This is someone who provides guidance.
那他是站在洼地番石榴树中间。
And he stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow.
这个场景应该是在耶路撒冷的城外。
The background of this should be the outskirts of the city of Jerusalem.
这个洼地就是比较低的地方，山谷或是比较低的地方。
The hollow refers to a depression in the terrain, like a valley.
那耶路撒冷建立在这个锡安山，那锡安山底下它有很多的山谷。
Jerusalem is established at the top of Mount Zion, and below it there are many valleys surrounding it.
那这番石榴树呢，这是以色列地非常有的哈，惯有的哈，非常多。
A myrtle tree is a tree that is native and abundant in the area of Israel.
那么他骑着红马呢，在这个比较低洼的地区。
So this rider rode this red horse in the hollow.
那底下他后面呢，身后又有红马、黄马和白马。
And behind him there were horses, red, sorrel, and white.
然后这个先知就对那个跟他说话的天使问他。
Therefore, the prophet asked the angel who was speaking to him,
他说这是什么意思？
What are these?
那现在我们要留意哈，有一个天使跟在撒迦利亚先知旁边。
So now let's pay attention. There's an angel right next to Prophet Zechariah.
这个是一直跟他说话的天使。
It is the angel who constantly talks to him.
就是一个解说员呐。
Therefore, he is the decipherer.
我们到这个博物馆去的时候或是要参观什么旁边有一个解说员。
Or rather, he is a guide, like a museum guide, for example, or a tour guide.
他说我要指示你这是什么意思。
I will show you what they are.
但是呢，第十节。
Verse 10.
因为本来跟他说话这个天使说我要跟你指示嘛。
The angel that was talking to Zechariah said, I will show you what these mean.
那结果是那个站在番石榴树中间那个骑红马的来回答这个问题。
But the matter of the fact is that it was the man riding the horse in the middle of the myrtle trees that replied and explained what this was.
也就是说这个使者呢，他把这个问题就转接给那个骑红马的。
That is to say, this messenger angel transferred the opportunity to reply to him who was riding the red horse.
那这个描述是非常奇特。
This description is very peculiar.
以撒迦利亚先知来说
，from the point of view of Prophet Zechariah,
在他旁边有一个使者一直跟他说话。
Next to him, there's a messenger constantly in dialogue with him.
然后这两个他们一起来看那个异象。
And together they behold the same vision.
但是使者他是一个灵体。
But this messenger is a spiritual entity.
那这个异象也是属于灵界的一个现象。
And the vision itself also pertains to the spiritual realm.
他看了这个异象，然后这个说话的天使一直跟他谈。
So he is seeing the vision, and then this angel next to him is talking to him.
那异象当中那个骑红马的呢，也会跟他们对话。
And now the person riding the red horse in the vision also is able to reply back to them.
所以这是一个超越了这个不晓得是超越了几度空间呐，这是一个现，不是在现象世界里头，它是一个超越的。
So this transcends we're not sure what or how many levels, but it transcends the physical realm that in which we live and know.
那我们来看他怎么解说。
And let us see what is the explanation.
他说这是奉主差遣在遍地走来走去的。
These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth.
就是说那个骑着红马、骑着黄马和白马的。
Therefore, those who ride the red horse, the sorrel horse, and the white horse.
十一节
verse 11.
那些骑马的，就骑着各种颜色的马的对，站在番石榴树中间，耶和华的使者说：“我们已在遍地走来走去，见全地都安息平静。”
So they, the riders, answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, "We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly."
骑着红马、黄马、白马的这些，他们在地上走来走去，然后回来对着在番石榴树中骑红马的来跟他做报告。
So the riders of the red horse, the sorrel horse, and the white horse trod about the land and walked to and fro and come back to report to him who rides the red horse.
所以这些骑着马的是被神差派到世界各地在全地。走来走去，他们好像一个侦察兵一样。
The horse riders go about the land as if overseeing the condition of the land.
要回来报告这个消息。
And come back to report the status and the news.
我们侦察的结果呢， 这个全地都安息平静。
So the result of an inspection is that all the earth is resting quietly.
好，那这到底是什么意思？
And what does this actually mean?
有时候我们读的这个经文啊，不是很了解的时候，我们上文下文我们多看一下。
If we see a verse and we are not sure what it means, why not look at the context, what came before and what comes afterwards?
上下文，它文脉的发展，我们能够掌握，就能够更正确的来解释。
If we can see how things develop as the literary text goes on, we might be able to see relationships between them.
我们先看十二节。
Let us see verse 12.
于是主的使者说，万军之主啊，你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的诚意已经七十年，你不施怜悯要到几时呢？
12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years?
那当我们再继续读下去的时候，神就跟他回答说，他是要为耶路撒冷来发热心的，神不是一直都不理会的。
So if we continue reading, realize that God wants to do something good for Jerusalem. He doesn't constantly show the cold shoulder.
以色列百姓被掳到外邦去已经超过七十年，以犹大国来讲。
The Israelites were exiled for 70 years, at least from the point of view of Judah.
或是说将近七十年。
Or we could say close to 70 years.
如果以撒迦利亚先知他看异象的年代来看，主前的520年。
If we consider Zechariah seeing the vision in the year 520 BC,
他们有这个犹大国，他分被这个巴比伦帝国呢分成三次哈来攻打，到最后是在主前586年呢，整个国家都灭亡。
The Babylonians attacked Judah in three waves, and in the last one, it was when they were utterly destroyed in the year 586 BC.
如果以最后一次被掳被攻打来看，现在才66年的时间。
If we take the point of reference as the third, the last wave, then now has transcurred only 66 years.
但是如果是以第一次被攻打，国家已经这个命脉已经名存实亡了，没有力量了那个时间来看，要多加20年，那就是已经超过80年了。
But if we take the first wave as a point of reference when kingdom was debilitated beyond repair, then we are surpassing the count of 70 years.
因此他说已经七十年，我想这是一个合理的说法。
So when we say it is more than 70 years, it is logical and makes sense from this point of view.
他们被掳到外国去，在那边等候了几十年。
They were taken captive to a foreign land, and there they waited 70 years.
但是神让他们回来。
But now God wants to bring them back.
就在16年前，神让他们回来了。
And 16 years before, it was that God allowed them to return to their homeland.
他们主要的工作就是要来建造圣殿。
Their main task to rebuild the temple.
所以现在呢，这些侦察兵去看了以后，全地都安息平静。
Now these inspecting riders go to scout the land, and they notice that all the earth is resting quietly.
这些是一直被差派在各地在全地一直走来走去的。
The riders were sent to constantly walk to and fro throughout the land.
这告诉我们什么呢？
And what does this tell us?
这个主的使者来为他们代求，说神啊，你恼恨这个耶路撒冷。七十年了，你什么时候才会停止？
The angel of the Lord interceded for the people, saying, "O Lord, how long will you be angry after this many years?"
事实上，这几十年以来神都在掌握。
But the reality is that God had control over these 70 years.
因为都有他的侦察兵到各地去在巡视。
Because he sent his riders to inspect the land to go to and fro.
所以神还是掌握的。
So God was still in control.
神还是借着这些来看顾的。
God was still watching over them through these.
那如果不是这个意象让我们看到，
If it were not for the vision allowing us to have insight into this fact,
我们不知道神在做什么事情。
Then we wouldn't know what God was up to during that time.
神有他的眼目在看顾。
God watches us with his watchful eye.
神一直都有他的作为。
And he always shows us his works.
而且他是一直在掌控当中。
He always is working to an end, and he is always in control of the situation.
虽然国家灭亡了，
although the kingdom was destroyed,
但是不是说神就不理会他们。
That doesn't mean that God did not care for them.
神就任凭他们死亡。
And God allowed them to die and to perish.
神就丢弃他们。
And God forsook them.
并没有。
Actually, not so.
几十年以来，神还是在等候以色列百姓。
For decades and decades, God was waiting for the Israelites.
他还是不断的以他的能力以他的权柄呢，发出 有他的作为。
He continued to work and to show his deed through his mercy and through his great authority.
那现在看到了这个意象呢，就能够明白了。
And now when we see the vision, it is clear.
所以让这个全地都能够安息平静。
It is to let the earth be resting in quietness.
啊，那是告诉我们说，我们今天在看不到的神的作为。
So the lesson that we learn is that when we don't see the acts of God,
他还是在做的。
It could be that God is still working.
他还是我们的父做事到如今，他还是在掌控当中的。
Because our Father works till present day, He is still in control.
这让我们能够明白，我们的主一直都是爱我们。
And this tells us that our Lord has always loved us.
只是我们看不到。
Only that we did not see it.
但不代表神做错事情。
But this does not mean that God erred in any way.
只要我们耐心等候。
As long as we wait patiently.
神一定有他的作为。
God will surely work for us.
你看那个撒母耳的母亲。
Let us look at Hannah, Samuel's mother.
Hannah.
Hannah.
那这个 Hannah 的祷告很感人。
Her prayer is very touching.
为什么神要让 Hannah 不生育？
Why is it that God caused Hannah to be barren first of all?
有些夫妻他们不能生育，是因为他有一个自然律，就是说两个人也许是不适合怀孕的。
Some couples cannot have children because of their biological condition. They are not suitable for this task.
这是一个自然律。
This is the natural law.
但是 Hannah 不能生育是神的力量介入。
But Hannah was barren because of God's power.
就是神让她暂时不能生育。
God made her to temporarily be barren.
那这个 Hannah 是一个好的女人。
And Hannah was a good woman.
那这个庇理拿呢，看起来呢比较骄傲。
Penina, on the other hand, seemed a little bit more proud.
她生儿育女，然后她就骄傲了。
She had sons and daughters, and she became proud.
如果我们是神
，If we were God,
我们不要让庇理拿生育，她就不会骄傲了，对不对
？Then we would make Penina barren so that she would not have children.
那 Hannah 这么好，我们应该给她多生一些。
And we see Hannah such a good woman, we let her have more and more children.
幸好我们不是神。
But thank God we are not God.
如果我们是神。
If we were God,
这个世界会死一半的人。
Then half of the population in this world would be long gone and dead.
我是神。
I am God.
这些敌对基督的人都当然死掉好了。
So all of you who are antichrist perish and die.
这是多么可怕的一件事情。
How terrifying is that, isn't it?
好了，至少我们会抱怨啊。
At least we complain.
神很不公义啊。
And we say God is unfair.
不公平啊。
It is unfair.
这么好的女人不生育。
Such a Outstanding woman cannot have children.
不是自然律，是神你让她不生育。
And it is not because of her biological problem. It is you, God, who caused her to be in this way.
好了，神啊，您的力量为什么不介入，让个不好的女人也不生育
？So God, why didn't you also apply the same thing to the other bad woman?
可是知道吗
？But you know,
这是神要让几十年以后，几十年以后，以色列百姓的信仰要复兴。
God.Had in mind, first of all, the restoration of the faithful Israelites decades after that.
那么撒母耳他是不断的用祷告在带领以色列百姓。
Samuel led the people through constant prayers.
他是很会祷告的。
He was a man skilled at prayer.
他是很懂得祷告的。
He was a man very proficient at prayer.
一直带领以色列百姓让信仰复兴起来。
Constantly leading the Israelites to restore their faith.
但是为了要让以色列百姓信仰复兴
，But in order to restore the faith of the Israelites,
是由一位很会祷告的先知来带领。
There had to be a prophet who was very adept at the act of praying.
为了要让这个先知他很会祷告，他就。神就安排他由一个很会祷告的妈妈把他生出来。
And in order to make this prophet of God skilled at prayer, then he had to provide a mother who was in turn skilled at prayer.
为了让他的母亲是很会祷告的，就给他一个祷告的负担。
And in order for to develop her prayer, then a burden was added to her prayers.
为了让他一个祷告的负担，就使他不能生育，让他的对敌生育。
And this burden was to make her barren and to make her opponent or her enemy actually be able to have children.
这个都是超过我们所想象的。
This is beyond what we could imagine or foresee.
我们不能够知道未来。
We cannot see into the future.
但是神已经安排好了。
But God has a plan.
所以啊，我们呢，很多时候我们先不要以目前的状况来武断。
Many times it pays no to be short-sighted and judge from what we can see right now.
神一直做事到如今。
For God works until present day.
他并没有放弃。
He He has never forsaken.
他没有丢弃我们。
He has not abandoned us.
在我们看不到的灵界。
In the spiritual realm which we cannot see.
他一直在做工。
He has been working and still works.
而且他有他的方法跟他的时候。
He has his own method, means, and time.
那现在是最佳时刻。
And now it is the optimal moment.
因为全地都安息平静。
For all the earth is resting quietly.
那如果说以这个政治状况来看。
If we look at this from a political point of view.
因为这个波斯大帝国力量很大，所以他统管整个这个大帝国的区域里面的这个土地各国呢都非常的平静。
The Persian kingdom was great and mighty, and it governed all the expanse of the land, bringing quietness and peace to all the different nations under it.
那这个就是建造圣殿的最佳时刻。
And now this is the prime time to rebuild the temple.
因为没有战争。
For there is no war.
而且是在非常强大的波斯大帝国的呵护底下呢，他们可以放手。去建造圣殿。
And it is done under the framework of this great Persian empire who provides stability and peace.
那这一切都是在神的掌握当中。
All of this, of course, is under the grasp and control of our Lord God.
那如果以历史来看，
from a historical point of view,
这个世界史当中也有记载这么一件事情。
We know that there is such an event recording during that period of time.
就是这个大力乌王他在他第一年的时候呢，这是前一年这个前一年呢，他刚好呢。用他的武力呢，去铲除了一个敌对的势力。
Darius, the previous year had eradicated an opposing power.
让这个国家能够太平。
In order to bring peace to his empire.
所以不管是从军事的层面来看，从政治层面来看
，from both from a military and political point of view.
这都是安息平静的时刻。
It was time of quietness and rest.
所以神一定有他的作为。
So God must have been up to something.
那正是此时。
And this is what we can prove and see.
这个意象就是要鼓励以色列百姓。
The vision is meant to serve as an encouragement to the Israelites.
神都安排得很好。
God had planned everything perfectly.
我们要放手去做。
And let us put our hands to the work.
那这个也回应了哈该书里面百姓他们一直讲说神的时候还没有到。
This reverberates what we see in the book of Haggai when the people say the Lord's time is not here yet.
来拆穿他们这种说法是错误的。
And this disproves their assertion.
因为神一直掌控当中。
For God was always in control.
现在是最好的时刻。
And now it is the best time.
神的时候还没有到，这是一个很属灵的一个理由。
To say that God's time is not here yet sounds very spiritual.
但是却是一个最差的借口。
But it is actually the worst possible excuse.
只要我们不想做什么事情，我们就说神的时候还没有到。
Hey, as long as I don't want to do it, I say it's not God's time.
事实上神的时候已经早就到了。
But God's time was here long time ago.
16年来神对他们的带领一直都是神的时候。
In these last 16 years, God led them, and it was God's time.
所以我们应该从很多的层面来看，来寻求神的旨意。
Therefore, let us see and search for God's will from many points of view.
神激动波斯王让他们能够回来。
God moved the Persian king to let them return.
为他们准备了很多的金银财物。
Prepared gold, silver, and building materials.
然后他们回到国家来的时候呢，第二年他们就把这个根基立好了。
When they return back to the homeland, then they erected the foundation at the second year.
这个都是说神的时候已经到了。
And this means that God's time is here.
但是他们却躲在一个属灵冠冕堂皇的理由底下度过了十五年。
But under this very lofty and spiritually sounding excuse, they hid themselves for 15 years.
所以现在异象出来就是要告诉他们，正是此时。
And now the vision tells them loud and clear, it is time.
我们再看十三节。
Let us see verse 13.
因为刚刚这个主的使者为他们代求嘛。
The angel of the Lord interceded for them.
问神说什么时候你要停止你的恼怒呢？
Saying, how long will you not have mercy?
十三节。
13.
那神就用美善的话来安慰。
And the Lord answered with very comforting and good words.
那么十四节。
14.
一直跟他说话的天使就对他说
So the angel that constantly talked to Zechariah said
他有一个主的使者还有一个一直跟他说话的使者
There is the angel of the Lord and also the other angel that talked to Zechariah
主的使者对神说神就跟他回答
And the angel of the Lord said this and then the reply came the other way
然后这个主的使者在告诉那个跟撒加利亚先知说话的那个天使。
And now it is the turn for the angel of the Lord to speak to the angel that was next to Zechariah.
那么他要先知 对百姓来宣告。
And he wanted the prophet to proclaim this to the people.
宣告什么呢？
To proclaim what exactly?
神说：“我为耶路撒冷、为锡安，心里极其火热。”
Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal.
大家着急，但是神是火热。
People might be feeling imminent urgency, but God has a great zeal.
就神不但是在乎，而且是非常的积极。
So not only he cares, but he is very proactive about it.
他一定要他的工作。
He wants to carry his work forward.
所以神要为耶路撒冷跟锡安呢、啊。要有积极的作为。
Therefore, he wants to act upon Jerusalem and Zion with great zeal.
那十五节又提到那些加害于这个以色列百姓的这些列国。
Verse 15 mentions the nations that oppress Israel.
那神说：“我甚恼怒那安逸的列国。”
And he says, "I'm exceedingly angry with the nations at ease."
就是说，曾经敌对过加害于以色列国的那些外邦国度。
And that is to say, those nations, those foreign nations that oppressed Israelites in the past.
那么细细数来，就是说亚述国啦、巴比伦帝国啦，啊，到现在的波斯国。
If we want to give names, we can mention the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Persians of now.
这些大帝国都曾经来加害或者说统治过这个以色列百姓。
All these emperors governed and afflicted the Israelite people.
那我们当时当然知道说这些国家是神所兴起来的一个管教的一个器皿。
But we know that these nations were erected by God as punishing instruments.
底下说了，因我从前稍微恼怒我民，他们就加害过分。
For I was a little angry, but they helped but with evil intent.
神让这些帝国兴起，当然有国际间这个势力消长的一种平衡状态，但也有神的作为要来管教以色列百姓。
God allowed these nations to arise, and there should be a certain balance of power. It was God's will for them to punish the Israelites.
原来神只是要轻轻地来击打这个以色列百姓。
God originally intended to lightly beat the Israelites.
但是这些列国呢，他们呢，仗着他们自高自傲。
But these nations listened to their pride and to their violent nature.
他们有无穷的欲望。
And they had an unbounded, infinite desire.
所以攻城略池就搜刮殆尽予取予求一直求一直拿所以让以色列百姓呢就受到过分的这样的伤害。
So they went in, took and grabbed, sliced and diced without any mercy, ruthlessly.
就显示出他们的这种软弱来。
And in this way, we see their weak point.
看到他们的贪婪跟残暴。
We see their violence and their greed.
他们并不是按着神的旨意来做。
They don't act upon God's will.
所以这个呢，已经越过了一个合理的对待。
That is to say, they went beyond what is a reasonable treatment to this.
那么神也要回过头来，针对这些列国的贪婪跟骄傲残暴，神也要追讨他们的罪。
And now God is turning around to chase them for their sins.
所以他谈到两个东西。
So two things are mentioned here.
对以色列百姓来讲要安慰。
To the Israelites comes comfort.
但是对于那些加害于百姓的这些列国呢，神也要发怒。
But to these nations that oppress the Israelites, there is anger, God's anger.
你看看神对以色列百姓是要用火热的心来安慰他们，爱他们。
Let us see this. God wants to love His people with great zeal.
那么神的怒火呢，也要对那些列国呢要恼怒。
But the exceeding fire of His wrath will be upon these nations.
所以同样一个火，但是它有不同的面向。
So let's see. Let's notice there is one same fire applied in different ways.
这两个就是对以色列百姓以及对列国的对待。
When it comes to treating the Israelites a certain way and the foreign nations another way,
可能会回答一些人的疑问。
Might answer the doubts that some people had.
因为他们国家灭亡已经超过70年如果说是最后一次是66年，那现在回来，他们想说，我们已经受到这么多的痛苦。
Their kingdoms had already been destroyed for 66 years or more, and now they have come back to their homeland, and they were still suffering.
但是那些曾经用残暴的手段对待我们的那些列邦国度呢？
So how about those nations that oppressed us and afflicted us?
神，你如何处置呢？
Dear Lord, how shall you deal with them?
可能以色列百姓他们当中有很多人有这种不平则鸣的这种心态。
It is possible that many of the Israelites felt within, they felt afflicted without being able to reconcile their minds to reality.
还是说神都一切都在神的掌控当中，这个就可以来回答了。
But everything is under God's control, and this is the answer given here.
亚述国
Assyria
被巴比伦灭掉
was destroyed by Babylon.
巴比伦被波斯帝国灭掉
Babylon was destroyed by Persia.
言下之意，波斯也将来会被另外一个大帝国希腊给灭掉。
And now pay attention.Persia will be destroyed in turn by Greece in the future.
那希腊后来也被罗马帝国给并吞。
And later on, Greece was swallowed up by the Roman Empire.
啊，罗马帝国后来分成东西罗马。
And then we have an Eastern and Western Roman Empire.
那到现在呢
？How about today?
啊，到现在只有留一个罗马城让我们去观光。
And today, when you talk about Rome, there's this little city for you to go visit and take pictures.
啊，这一切在神的掌控当中。
All of this is in the hand of God.
所以以色列百姓是不用烦恼的。
Therefore, there is no need for the Israelites to worry.
啊，就像他们回来报告的安息平静。
As the report from the writer said, all the earth is resting quietly.
神依然是历史的主宰。
God is still He who governs history.
好，我们再往下看哈。
Let us continue.
十六节哈
，sixteen。
所以主如此说：现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。这是万军之主说的。
Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem.
这里说神要回到耶路撒冷。
We are told that God is returning to Jerusalem.
以西结先是他看到的异象
Ezekiel saw a vision、
啊、国家灭亡神的荣耀离开以色列
The kingdom was destroyed and God's glory departed from Israel
他到了以西结书的四十三章、啊、神的荣耀再从东门进来
And coming to Ezekiel chapter 43 the mercy of God returns through the eastern gate、
啊、以色列国被灭掉是因为神、他们离弃神神离弃他们
Israel was destroyed because they forsook God and God forsook them
但是神要回到耶路撒冷
But God is returning to Jerusalem.
荣耀重返耶路撒冷。
And His glory will fill the city once again.
神要与他们同在。
God would abide with them.
要付出，神要发出更大的怜悯来。
And He will show even greater mercy.
啊，那么这个地方谈到两件事。
Two things are mentioned here.
哎，神说我的殿必重建在其中。
He says my house shall be built in it.
再来要重建耶路撒冷。
And next, Jerusalem shall be rebuilt.
圣殿跟耶路撒冷都要重建
Both Jerusalem and the temple will be rebuilt.
但是现在的重点呢、啊、哈该跟撒加利亚先知他们鼓励的是先建圣殿
But the main point both in the case of Zechariah and Haggai is the construction of the temple only.
这是很特别的哦
And this is quite significant.
圣殿先建造
Build the temple first.
一般我们大概都想说如果这个城墙先围起来大家比较安全感
In our human minds we feel that if there is a city wall surrounding the city then everything in it is safe.
但是呢，现在神的国度是先把圣殿建好。
But in God's kingdom, first is establishment of the temple.
因为这是信仰的中心。
Because this is the center of the faith.
信仰要先建好。
Faith must be established first.
围墙当然也重要。
Of course, the wall matters.
但是信仰是根基。
But the faith is the foundation.
它绝对有优先。
There is a priority here.
先把它建立。
So the temple comes first.
然后再重建圣城。
And then we can deal with the holy city.
所以神讲的是两件事情。
God talks about these two items.
我们再看十七节。
Let us see verse 17.
你要再宣告说，万军之主如此说：我的诚意必在丰盛发达，主必在安慰喜安，拣选耶路撒冷。
17. Again proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, My city shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem.
神一再的做保证，他会怜悯，他会重新再一次来拣选以色列百姓。
God continues to give the guarantee that He will once again choose Jerusalem and watch over it.
这表示神的恩典呢，要再临到他们身上。
And this means that the grace of the Lord would once again come upon them.
这个圣殿会重建完成，耶路撒冷会重建完成。
The temple shall be completed, as will be the city of Jerusalem.
那这个城会再成为一个伟大的城市。
The city will once again become a prosperous city.
要兴盛起来。
And this is how it will start.
人数要增多。
It will be abundant in its riches and its inhabitants.
先看到一个意象。
First, we see the vision.
然后有一些对话。
And then there is a dialogue.
主的使者跟 天上的神在对话。
The angel of the Lord is in dialogue with the Lord in heaven.
然后引出神再一次的要安慰以色列百姓，要拣选他们，要使他们在兴盛。
And now there is a new message that the Lord will comfort His people and restore them to prosperity.
那这个信息传给当时候的以色列百姓。
This message was preached to the Israelites of the time.
有一个意象又夹杂着神的话语。
So there is a vision and also the word of God after it.
对他们来讲会放心。
And to them, this brings much comfort and release.
这就是建造圣殿的时候。
This is the time to build the temple.
以前的哀伤都过去了。
The sorrow and the tears of the past are gone.
这几十年以来有很多疑问不能够明白的地方。
And the many doubts that clouded their minds.
都神都给他回答了。
Now have been solved by God's own answer.
也消除他们的疑虑了。
And their worries, their concerns are now gone.
也坚固他们的信心了。
Their faiths are now established and affirmed.
这是第一个意象。
This is the first vision.
所以对当代来讲是有意义。
So to the people of the time, it served a very concrete purpose.
那么我们既然谈到说预言有它的多重性跟多层性的意义。
And we also mentioned that the prophecies occur multiple times in time space, and also they have multiple levels of interpretation.
那么这里这个预言里面有提到。
In this prophecy, we see something mentioned.
神要使他们回来。
God wanted them to return.
神也要再一次的接纳他们。
And God will once again receive them.
这个在所有的在历史当历史的这个很多的时代呢，都有这样的一个应验。
In many historical periods, this came to pass and was fulfilled.
好，我们再来看第十八节第二个意象。
Let us now see the second vision in verse 18.
有必要我们会再做一个回顾。
If needs be, we can do a review of the first one.
第二个意象比较简单。
The second vision is a little simpler.
简单到这个使者这个先知呢，他没有办法一下子就明白说这到底是什么意思。
Simple to the point that the prophet could not understand what this meant.
他看到四个角。
He saw four horns.
然后二十节说有四个匠人。
And in verse 20, we see that there are four craftsmen.
那这个角是代表什么？
So what do the horns represent?
一般来讲这个牲畜野兽它最强的地方就是它的角。
Normally speaking, The wild beasts have horns, which are the strongest part of their bodies.
这是它最有力量的部位。
It is the symbol of their strength and might.
所以这个代表势力或是一种军事力量。
Therefore, horns represent power, especially military power.
那当然，这是指着历史上的国度了，历史上的这个大帝国。
And of course, this represents to the military power of the great empires in ancient history.
十九节
，verse 19，
先知问与我说话的这个与他说话的这个天使。
And I said to the angel who talked with me,
问说这是什么意思？
Says the prophet, what are these?
他就回答了。
And he answered,
这四个角就是打散犹大、以色列和耶路撒冷的角。
These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem.
这是北朝以色列也好，南朝犹大曾经被蹂躏、被欺侮、被破坏、被消灭的、那些国家是、就是这些大帝国。
So these are the horns that destroyed, be the northern kingdom of Israel or the southern kingdom of Judah.
就是这个角。
And these are the horns responsible for that destruction.
那不一定刚好四个。
And it doesn't have to necessarily be four of them.
因为在圣经里面，这个四呢，它通常有一个包含很广阔的意思。
In the Bible, the number four represents a global encompassing of something.
比如说地有四个角。
For example, there are four corners of the earth.
四方。
There are four cardinal points.
所以这个四角可能是包含着所有曾经加害于选民的这些国度。
In this manner, the number four here, as far as horn count is concerned, is meant to globally encompass all the nations that oppressed them.
但是既然这个天使他已经有这个使者已经有解释。
But given that the angel himself already explained what it means,
我们就可以从那个历史来看。
Then we can see this from a historical point of view.
在历史上曾经加害于以色列百姓的。
As for the nations that oppressed the Israelites in the past,
而且是打散使他们国家灭亡的
especially those that destroyed them and scattered them over the land,
就是说亚述啦
there is Assyria,
巴比伦
Babylon,
那现在他们受制于波斯大帝国
and now Persia who is governing them at present.
所以这些都会包含在四角里头
So these three nations can be included under the four horns.
二十节又有四个匠人
Now in verse 20, there are four craftsmen.
他也问说这些人来做什么
And now the question again, what are they coming to do?
他说打散犹大的脚使人不敢抬头但这些匠人要来威吓列国。
These are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could lift their heads up, but these craftsmen are coming to terrify them.
啊，要来打掉他们的脚。
To cast out their horns.
啊，就是举起打散犹大地的脚。
The horns of the nations that lifted up their horns against the land of Judah.
这四个脚后来会被四个匠人把他们消除。
The four horns were later eradicated by four craftsmen.
所以这个四个匠人呢，是比前面这个脚更强的。
And therefore, this implies that the four craftsmen are more powerful than the four horns.
那我可能这四个脚呢，跟这四个匠人呢，是交叉穿插哈，穿插做一个排列的这个顺序。
It is possible that there is an intertwining relationship between the four horns and the four craftsmen.
啊，就是说前一个脚呢，是被后来的这个匠人把它消除。
It could be the fact that the first horn was eradicated by the first craftsman.
但是这个匠人他也成为另外一个脚。
But the craftsman can become in itself a horn.
随后有另外一个匠人把他这个脚给铲除。
And there can be another craftsman rising up to destroy that horn.
那第二个匠人他也变成第二个脚。
Therefore, the second craftsman becomes the second horn.
啊，变成第三个脚。
And then the third horn.
后来的再把它消除。
And then they are eradicated in this fashion.
那这个也符合历史啊。
This is also in line with history.
亚述帝国出来。
Assyria, the Assyrian Empire started.
它是一个角
and it became a horn.
啊，打败这个以色列
and they defeated Israel.
但是后来有巴比伦这个匠人呢，把亚述给灭掉
But then this craftsman called Babylon eradicated Assyria.
那这个巴比伦也成为另外一个角了
Babylon now becomes a horn.
啊，但是后来又被波斯给灭掉
and then comes Persia to destroy it.
啊，所以四个角，四个匠人
Therefore, four horns, four craftsmen.
这些都是神所给他们看到的。
And this is the vision that God allowed them to see.
那这个告诉我们什么呢？
And what is the message to us?
所以历史虽然呢，帝国的势力有在更迭。
Although the dynasties and the emperors of the kingdom change with time.
但是这些变化呢，这些势力的消长，就是在乎神的掌握。
All these changes and the change of dynasty are all in God's hand.
啊，整个历史的走向都在神的掌握当中。
And the development of history is all in God's hand.
那这个同时也可以回答。
And at this time, there is something we can answer.
啊，前面的第一章的十五节所说的神甚恼怒那安逸的列国。
Before in verse 15, we saw the phrase the nations at ease to which God was angry.
所以神在历史上有作为啊。
Therefore, God works throughout history.
以色列百姓是神的选民。
Israel is the chosen people of God.
啊，他们犯了罪，神显出他的公义来管教。
They sin, and because God is righteous and just, they were punished.
啊，但是这些管教他们的列国呢，也因着他们自己的罪呢，神也要追讨。
But these punishing nations were in turn punished because of their wrongdoings and sins.
哈巴谷先知他在祷告中向神问了一个问题。
When Habakkuk was praying to God, he posed this question.
他说：“神啊
，Lord，
我在这个社会当中看到有很多不公不义的事情。
In this society, I see injustice and unfairness.
啊，你为什么让我看到这些呢
？Why is it that you allow me to see these things？、
啊、神跟他回答说：我会兴起巴比伦帝国来灭掉犹大。
God replied, I will establish Babylon to eradicate Judah.
那这个先知就问了、啊：可是这个巴比伦比我们更凶恶啊
！So the prophet asked, "How does this work? These people are more violent than we are."
比我们更不义啊
！And they are more unrighteous than we are.
你怎么兴起一个比我们更坏的来管教我们呢
？Why would you establish someone who is more evil than us to punish us?、
啊、神说，巴比伦有五个大灾祸，因为他们有五方面的罪，所以引发五方面的灾祸来。
And God says, "Because the Babylonians have committed five great sins, there will be five calamities added unto them."
所以这些曾经啊成为角。后来变成匠人，后来又被灭掉的这些帝国呢？神一样显出他的公义来。
Therefore, God manifested His justice through these horns that later became craftsmen.
啊，所以不用怕。
Therefore, fear not.
虽然有这么多的帝国起来
，although there are so many empires rising,
但是神还是保护他们的。
God is still protecting His people.
神依然在掌握这一切。
He is still in control.
现在要放手啊，极力的。勇敢地去建造圣殿。
Now set your hand and boldly rebuild the temple.
好，我们先讲到这个地方。
There, let us end here for now.
好，我们现在要来祷告哈。
Now let us pray together.
那么，我们求主说。